Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, yet you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Wild, spit on the trap. If you see, run dry while I'm hitting that. Eyes roll back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man Productions. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Hello and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your host, Choc Mommy, and you are now riding the chocolate wave on the illest sex talk show ever. Tonight is going to be a cool-ass show. I really don't have any artists slated to be on talking to me. Doesn't mean that they can't call in or anything like that. But tonight is just going to be like me being my normal self, doing what I do, having a fucking good time, getting crunk, doing whatever it is I feel like doing, playing some good-ass music, making some crazy-ass announcements. I have a new promo package coming out that's going to start either tonight or tomorrow. It's the premium package. It's $200, 2,000 followers, an interview and a write-up, an interview on Chocolate City Radio, a write-up on my blog, 15 days of custom tweets, and a week worth of promo for your song, product, brand, event, whatever it is, you know. So it's not just for artists, it's for everybody, as Murphy Lee and Kiwan would say it. Before I start playing my music, I am going to bring in this caller because he calls in every week and he never hits the one so he can talk to me. And then when I get off the air, he'll hit me up on BBM and be like, I called you to talk to you. Did you press one? Yes. No, you didn't, because when you press one, I will hear it, and you never seem to do that. So I'd like to give a shout-out to Sean calling from the state of Texas, and I'd like to give a shout-out to Heavy D. Heavy D, I don't have that King David with Rich Boy. He didn't send it to me, so if you can call him and tell him to send that to me now, then I'll go ahead and get it on the air. But in the meanwhile, I'm going to bring on Sean real quick, and then I'm going to go into a couple of selections of music.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Mommy, Sean. How you doing?
I know. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
So now tonight you won't be hitting me up and be like, oh, I didn't get to talk to you. You got to press one. If you don't press one, you'll just be listening to the show.
I do. I press one, and then I'll be on hold for like maybe about 10, 15 minutes. So, and
it don't say that, because when you press it, it's going to show something, but I know your number now, so I'm like, oh, I recognize that. 713, so how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm good. About to start getting crunk and get into my show and play my music. I got some great, I got two throwback classics. One is a throwback, then another one is like a classic hit. It kind of puts me in mind of like oh gosh, oh, how can I explain this? At the end of the song, when Trey Songz and Sammy is like, she's all up under the sack like a quarterback, that describes my dick sucking skills, because I like to be up under that sack sometimes. So I was like, oh, that's my song. I love that song. Like, was they peeping in on me when I was sucking some dick or something? I'm not quite sure. But
I got to hear that song.
Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and bust out that song real quick. Let me see if it's finished. Did it finish buffing or processing? Let's see. I got to go. I do this shit all the time. Oh, here it is. Okay, I'm going to play this. This is going to set the tone. It's called Not My Girl, Trey Songz featuring Sammy. Here we go. All
right, Mom.
Oh, Yanni, what up? Oh, she ain't my girl, yeah, 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 no. Oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah.
Oh, but it's Sammy, baby.
Yeah. Every little makeup on, baby, so flawless. I just wanna wake up body in the morning, my tender ringtone. So I know when she's calling, gotta act so fast. I love to jump on
but
it,
but she ain't.
Me and her doing big, what it is?
What it is?
6 feet, 2 feet to the crib, and I'm feeling on a cloud right now.
Hey.
Feeling is the sky right now.
Yeah.
She working on shoes. I purchased some hands and she keep them on while we put our secret on.
Yeah.
She keeps it in.
Yeah.
We get it in only on the weekends.
Cause she ain't my girl. She ain't my girl. She ain't my girl. No, she ain't my girl.
No, I be playing with her body. She be playing with my mind all the time. Cause I'm mad.
She ain't my girl. She ain't my girl.
Get a little body every time that I'm
album is raggedy as fuck. But you got the point when he's like, I love the way she keeps coming back, running back, all up under the sack like a quarterback. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's like one of them damn, that's a national anthem to sucking dick. Ladies, you got to get up under the, got to get up under the nutsack. But some men don't like you being up under there. They're real sensitive about that. So if you're a professional dick sucker, then you know how to gently suck on the sack. And if you're good, you'll put both nuts in your mouth unless they got some hernia, unless they got some a big ass nutsack, like they got a hernia, then that's like cow balls and you can't do that. I don't give a fuck how big your mouth is, it's just some balls that just won't fit. So you just gotta just be real gentle with the normal size nuts that you see. So, I mean, that's just my personal opinion. I could be right or I could be wrong. But judging on the dicks that I've sucked and the reactions that I've gotten, I'm right. You're speechless. You don't know what to say, huh? A little bit more than you bargained for, huh? I know. It is like that. You know what I'm saying? So now we're going to my next selection. This is Jabba. He's actually off of BBM. He took advantage of one of my promotional packages. And he has a song called I Want to Be With You featuring Twan Tunes. So this is Brooklyn Flatbush representing.
I see your back, make sure you always think of cover up the haters that be trying to take the blame up. Thank you.
high volume.
My girl, mind blown.
Gone, and prior to that, that was Jabba featuring Twan Tunez, and that was called I Want to Be With You. And then prior to that, Sammy featuring Trey Songz, She Ain't My Girl. So, I'm feeling my music and whatnot. I love that I Want to Be With You. That was the first time I heard it all the way through, and I really like that song. So it's going to be in the rotation some more. So getting back to what we were talking about, nut sacks and dicks and stuff like that. So that brings me to my next question. For those of you that are following me, y'all should know that I have a personal blog as well as my radio blog, and it was talking about paying for pussy. And I sold that all men pay for pussy. Men say they don't. I say y'all do. Then they'd be like, women pay for pussy. And, we do pay for pussy, whether it be like the indirectly, whatever. But I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't going to say I don't pay for dick or whatever. I might pay for the room because I'm not finna bring y'all motherfuckers to my crib. So if that's making me a paymaster, then I'll be a motherfucking paymaster. But, like, taking you out to eat, I'm not paying for shit. I'll take you out to eat, but I don't mean I'm going to fuck you. I just didn't feel like eating by myself, and you may have been doing something at the time, and I wanted you to stop what you was doing and come be with me while I ate and drank. So, I mean, there's different ways to look at it, but men, y'all most definitely pay for pussy. Directly is the best kind. Because you're going to come up to me and be like, yo, I'm going to give you whatever amount of money to fuck you. I like you. You know what you're doing. And it's not for me that I'm referring to. I'm referring to any female that you may approach and you want to pay for her pussy. Y'all do that. A lot of guys is like, no, 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 that's not me. Okay, well, you a motherfucking lie. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, shit happens. If you got a motherfucking wife, you paying that bitch. I don't give a fuck what you say. She can have a job and whatever. A woman's mind state is what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine. So when you get paid, your money is hers and she's giving you pussy, so you're paying for it. Then, indirectly, indirectly, you paying for a chick to get her hair done, nails done, paying for gas, whatever it is that you gave her money for leading up to you smashing that ass, that's indirectly paying for pussy. Now, men be like, well, you know what? I didn't think about that. Yeah, I paid for pussy. You sure as hell do. That bitch call you up today and be like, oh, I need to pay $100 on my car or my lights, this, that, and the third. If you get her the money and you come through the crib late on that night and you smash, guess what? Indirectly, you pay for the pussy. Now, this is my favorite one right here. Mr. Layaway. Now, me, I'm just saying, men, y'all are good for this. Now, women are good for this, too. But men, when y'all go to the fucking strip club and you making it rain on that bitch and she ain't fucking thinking about you, you putting that pussy on the layaway. Because the more you spend, then eventually she going to give you the ass, but you put it on layaway. Putting shit on layaway is you're paying for something and hopes that it's going to be yours one day. You go to the strip club and you sit there and you get fucking, whether it's dollar bills, $5 bills, it don't even fucking matter. As long as you put in motherfucking dollars, whether it's Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, whatever the fuck the motherfuckers is, Ben Franklin, because I don't look at money like that. I use my damn card because that shit is replaceable. You is spending on it. And we ain't going to talk about when you take your ass into VIP. Now, when you take your ass into VIP, oh, my God, yo, it's something serious. Because you hoping that bitch going to give you an exclusive. So, if you a baller, yo, you finna come out your pocket stacks on stacks on stacks or racks on racks on racks, as Lil Chris would say, hoping that bitch going to give you some of that fake ass you got. Because 55% of the females in the strip club got ass injections. Why would you want to hit something that's fucking hard? Oh, because it's such a big ass, my bad. You're right, you're right, you're right. So, keeping that in mind is like you're going deeper and deeper into your pockets. The more she's grinding up on you and your dick is getting hard and it's starting to pre-cum, you feel like, oh, shit, this bitch will see, she's going to feel how big my dick is, not knowing that, you know, big dicks come a dime a dozen in a strip club, but you just hoping that you one of them special ones, and then she might be like, you know what, I get off at such and such a time, and I'm going to meet you. 9 times out of 10, the first 2 encounters at a strip club, when you're, like, just breaking bread, she's teasing you. She's stringing you along because she wants your retarded ass to come back and give her some more fucking money so she can go home and spend it on her man. So I say 3rd time's a charm because then she knows 1st time he spent like a stack. 2nd time he spent 2 stacks. So I'm really going to get him the pussy. So that's going to be anywhere from 3 to 5 stacks. This motherfucker going to make it rain on me for real. Then if she a super bad bitch, guess what? It's going to be a motherfucking typhoon. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is, one way or another, y'all pay. And I know y'all's like, oh, Chuck, what about the women? You're being one-sided. It's a bunch of motherfucking paymasters that are women. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm not one. Have you seen me? Do it look like I need to pay for some big? Hell no. But you know, everybody's not me. Everybody's not me. So I'm going to sit there and talk about the women. Women pay for pussy. I mean, they pay for pussy too, and they pay for dick. Not all of them. Not all of them, because we don't have to. Now, you may find a woman that may be physically challenged, meaning she may be fucked up in the face and she might have a nice body or whatever. And, you know, she see a dude and she want to go out or stuff like that. So, boom, she'll take him out to eat and, you know, take him out to the club and everything like that. Everything is on her. Boom, they go home, he smashed. She paid for that. Then you have the females that are lonely, that go to the strip clubs, and it's these fine motherfuckers that use women as prey, like the females do to men at strip clubs or whatever. And she might be kind of big. She might be kind of cock-eyed. She might just be fucked up. But she see Anaconda, and he's looking good. And she just got her check. She done work 2 weeks, plus she got overtime. And that motherfucking dick is looking good. And she thinking of, how can I get this motherfucker to go home and give me some of that dick? I ain't been fucked in a minute. Tired of fucking with my bullet. So you know what? I'm going to give this motherfucker whatever he wants. Then she take him home, or they might do one of my numbers, go in the backseat of a car and fuck, because that's like one of the best ways to have a nut for me. And he fuck her for about 10 minutes. But was the 10 minutes worth them hundreds and hundreds of dollars that you spent? Or he sit there and tease you, he might suck your titties, he might finger you or some shit like that, knowing that you're going to come back the following week. And, you know, he give you like that string along shit. So he's stringing your ass along, waiting for the kill. Because, like, why do you think so many male strippers got tattoos? Because dumb-ass motherfucking women paid for that shit. They're like, yo, I'm about to be tatted up. This bitch going to pay for it right here. I'm going to be like, I'm her boyfriend. I'm your stripper boyfriend on the weekends, baby. Come watch daddy work. And at the end of the night, daddy taking her money and everybody else's money back home to his wifey. So, in all honesty, everybody pays to a certain point or another. Not me and some other people. You know what I'm saying? Because there are just some things that ain't for sale. And they be like, okay, well, if you ain't for sale, are you for lease? Hell motherfucking no. I might feel like having a charity event, and I might give a motherfucker some pussy because I need a nut, and I don't feel like playing with no toy, nothing like that. So, you know, I try to be fair in my assumptions and everything like that. So, men, no, you're not the only motherfuckers on earth that pay to bust a nut. Females do too, but it's just in y'all character and in y'all genes to be fucking paymasters. Y'all spend money quicker on pussy than we will on dick. You know what I'm saying? And I respect that because I have a couple of bills coming up, but I'm not going to give you no pussy for it. So, I mean, hey, I'm just saying. That's just me. I mean, I could be wrong. Then again, you know, I could be right. I mean, I don't know. That's just how I feel. Now, callers, if you feel differently, by all means, y'all can call in and speak your mind. I would love to hear what you have to say. And if you have something in to defend why you feel like you don't pay for pussy, or why you pay for pussy and was it worth it, and then have you ever fucked somebody and paid them, and then after you busted your nut, you was ready to fuck them up because you wanted your money back. Because, you know, that shit happens. Matter of fact, how do y'all feel about that 90-day rule when bitches be making y'all wait 90 days to fuck them, and then when you fuck them, that pussy is so bad, and you just get like, yo, are you serious? I'm so glad I was fucking Sharonda, LaDonna, and Kima, because, yo, bitch, if I would have just been waiting on you, my motherfucking nuts would be so fucking hurt right now. You know, ladies, please stop doing that 90-day bullshit, because a lot of females feel like a man is going to feel a certain kind of way if you give them the pussy on the first night. No, they not. No, they not. A man going to think of you as a hoe regardless of what the fuck you do. If you give him some pussy, cool. If you don't, if this is in your genes to be a hoe, that's what you're going to be. Don't feel bad. I get called a hoe all the time. I'm a good hoe. They can't hurt my feelings by calling me a hoe because they trying to fuck me. I'm not trying to fuck them. So if a motherfucker call you a hoe, take it and run with it because you got something he won't. I say this to say, it's okay to fuck on the first night. Give up the pussy. Then that way y'all ain't got to play the cat and the mouse game. If it's good, the motherfucker gonna keep coming back. He might girl you up. And later on in life, he might wife you up. And it gives you the chance to feel like if that's the only dick you want to fuck, or if you want to keep fucking him, say Quan, Jimmy, the bullet, the rabbit. I mean, you got all kinds of options. So if you go ahead and get that shit out the way on the first fucking night, you ain't got to worry about shit later on the next day. Dudes, you go out with me, I'm not going to make you wait 90 days. I might make you wait 90 minutes because, I mean, I need to eat. You know what I'm saying? I can't fuck on an empty stomach. Sure as hell can't suck your dick on an empty stomach because if I decide to swallow you, that's just not good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just keeping it real. So I'm going to give y'all time to ponder on that. And I see my co-host is in. So, you know, I'm going to have to play, matter of fact, you know what, I feel like this show is getting ready to get crunk, so I got to play this song, because this is just going to take it up there. This is, oh man, this is that shit. This is my throwback joint of the day. I'm starting early, so I'm about to kill a game with this one. Like, if you're at home, yeah, if you're at home, it's okay for you to get out your seats and want to dance to this. You know what I'm saying? And if you're driving in your car and you're listening on your phone, it's okay for you to turn up, whatever the fuck you need to turn up, and get it going. Now, I can't. What the fuck is my damn song? Ice, man. Okay, here we go. Now, this is my throwback classic. This is something you and your mama and your grandma ain't heard in a while. So after you listen to this song, I'm getting ready to turn it up a super notch because I'm going to bring in Princess Nay, and we're fitting to kill the game and talk more shit about men. And we're going to talk about women. I'm going to talk about myself, and I'm going to talk about some other people. So ain't nobody safe tonight. Ain't no mama safe, no daddy safe, no uncles, aunties, brothers, sisters. Ain't nobody safe tonight. Everybody a victim. Everybody. So here's my classic right here. Man, fuck that. That's a damn instrumental. Oh, I'm fucking mad. That was the Rockweller by Redman and Method Man. I do that shit every fucking time, yo. I swear, I should kill myself or, you know what? No, I should fuck myself, like, because I need to bust a nut. If I bust a nut, then I would feel a lot better and I wouldn't have so much buildup. So now I got to go find something else. You know what? I'm going to dedicate this one to Princess Nay, because if I'm not mistaken, she might be in the bathtub playing with herself. And, you know, we always play this song when we're about to get our pussy ready to be played with or fucked or something like that. So I dedicate this song to Princess Nay. Burr!
Yeah, she ready now.
Chillin' with a mice, think of funny, got the money, and we ballin' all in Beijing. She should get a honey, and he known to buy a nice thing. White ring, white dress, she play for the 18. Prince for a diva, he still on the trainers. Pull her with a clean one, she look like a mean one. I'm trying to choose her, she don't fuck a loser. Baby said she ready for me, tell her I'm a user. Pull up in a cruiser, scratch P cruiser. Be a jazzy C, money longer than a ruler. All I say, he knew ya, you look like a jeweler. Then I took my jeweler, I bought her.
Show the young flow, bounce that ass, life for the party.
go. Bottle after bottle, dropping thang to the flow. She a five-star chick with a five-star ass. Kafani fucking baby, making five-star cash. Maserati outside, yeah, the baby wanna ride. Cranberry on the chain, keep the shorty mesmerized. I'm the man round here, she ready now. Swimming on the pole, get steady now. Let her beat, beat, beat. Shorty, she a freak. Lights, camera, action.
Tell us the time he paid for some pussy and how much he paid for it. And did he want to refund?
We have who on?
Sean.
Yeah.
Who is Sean?
He's from BBM. You know, he's called every week, but he'll never hit that one, so I'll never bring him in. I just think he'd be listening just to hear my voice and play with his dick or something like that. But tonight I actually snatched him so he can, you know, tell me about this pussy pan fetish he got. So, I mean,
I don't know what it's all about, but I'm all ears.
Now I got this guy's my voice.
When I was in the chat room, it was getting full. When I hit that question about how many of y'all ever paid for sex,
it went empty.
So all the paymasters left. So the people that stayed, I'd like to thank y'all for y'all honesty because we all pay for something.
Oh.
How much did you pay when you paid for some pussy?
A
lot.
How much was that? What did you say, Sean?
Like the very first time?
Yeah. Ooh, how many times have you done it?
A couple of times, you know. I mean, sometimes, you know, I got to get away, you know. Yeah.
Are you one of those married men that pays for pussy?
Actually, when I was, you know, but right now I'm separated right now. But, actually I did. I mean, it happened a couple of times. Just to get away, you know.
Okay, the first time, how much?
The first time was like $60. It wasn't nothing, you know.
Oh, that was just a real slow hoe, huh?
Yeah.
$60? What kind? Okay, now, when a person tells you $60, what kind of feel do you expect the pussy to have?
You know what I mean? Just something
just
that you're going
to
get away.
You know?
You
don't even care what they look like, apparently. When you're not
you don't get
quality.
Nah, you don't, but
you can't get too much quality for $60, sweetheart. It's just not possible. That's not financially feasible.
I mean, like, I know some bitches will suck a dick for $50, but, like, really?
No.
I don't know, because I guess because my head game is a felony, there is no price tag on that. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess we could call Briscoe from Young Money and see. And I'm just like,
wow.
Did I say that?
Yes,
my
you
bad.
Did.
Oh,
oh well, looks like that other person is not the only one that's been in the bed with Briscoe.
Oh, did Breezy say something? Oh, my
I don't
bad.
Know. Let me see. Hold up. Nah, Breezy didn't say anything. And I want to send a special shout out to my Brazilian princess, Sleazy Breezy, in the chat room. Hey, Daisy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I want to say hi to Breezy, Don, Al, Princess Nay, Slim Turk, and then hold on. I got to give a shout out to Ambitious Money. They're listening in, and he's getting a good laugh because I was talking about paying for Kitty. He's laughing because he's trying to figure out how much money he done paid for pussy, and, you know, he don't want to come out and say, it's okay, baby, we all do that. Matter of fact, I have a 330 number. I wonder if they done paid for something, so we going to
pray. Of course they have.
330 329, you're on the air.
What's up?
Who is
this?
Jordan, can you hear me?
Yeah, we
can hear you.
Man, the most paying for pussy I never did if I took a chick out somewhere, but I ain't never just straight up pay for some pussy.
This is when you call into the show late, because this is where men get it fucked up. When they say, I've never paid for pussy, you paid for pussy. Okay, we got the direct payer. That's the motherfucker that's just going to break you off for bread. Like, yo,
okay.
I want your pussy. I'm going to give you X amount of dollars. You know what I'm saying? We might have to negotiate. Okay, so we got indirectly. So anytime that you're paying something for a female and you smash within 24 to 48 hours, guess what, homie? You paid for pussy.
That's
do you go to strip
clubs? I don't do strip clubs, but I said that. I said the only time I ever came close to doing that is when I took her out to get something to eat. But as far as me just, you know what I mean, straight up, as you said, directly, that's never. But yeah, I mean, it ain't like I got in the car with her and straight just took her there and was like, oh, what you want to eat? We going straight back to the I got something to eat too. So it was a mutual, let's go out, talk and see how things go, and then boom. If back to the crib is where it ends, then back to the crib is where it ends.
Okay, I mean, I can respect that. I mean, that's nice, but you have some men that swear up and down that they don't. I had to break it down to my 16-year-old son the other day. Look, honey, he talking about, I don't pay for pussy. You pay for pussy. If you taking that little girl out to the fair and you smash her, you pay for that pussy. He was like, I ain't going.
Ain't smashing the bridge with it. Ain't smashing the bridge with it. Did he get some funnel cake?
He didn't go to the fair. After I broke it down to him, he decided that he didn't want to go. Like I said, my daughter's baby daddy, he a fucking paymaster. Shit, my boys are paymasters. They got baby mamas, and women are paymasters too. I'm not fucking, so I'm not paying for shit.
Okay.
I'm not paying for anything.
What's a good price? We didn't talk about
the price
too much. What's too much to pay for pussy? Like if you just take
there
it around.
There is no too much. There is
that's
no too much. But for me, a good price is you just give me your gold or platinum credit card that's not maxed out, and then we can go from there. That's the only way we're doing it. I'm sorry. Because at the end of the day, it's not for me. It's for you because I can get my kicks in the bathtub with me and my pretty pink elephant, and we have a great time.
The whole legs up in the air, Foster hitting it.
Hey.
I know about all that.
And my pussy is like a MasterCard. That shit is priceless. I'm
saying.
It's a priceless moment, yo.
What's
that's
in your
a MasterCard
wallet?
Commercial. Yeah, like, mm-hmm. I can't go with it.
I might have to set up a PayPass to just tap and go.
Well,
damn.
I'm going to need you to set up. I have PayPal, so if you want to talk to me, then you just need to let me do your credit card. Because I need to do your credit check. I'm all about doing credit checks before we even go
credit
out
check.
On the first day.
Goodness.
So I
damn.
Need your name, social security number. I need to know if you have
is
a job, how long you have been on it, if you have any accounts and how long they have been in existence and have they ever gone into the negative.
Goodness.
Mm-hmm. And after that, that will determine if I will decide, if the princess will decide to grace you with her presence.
I feel it.
Thank you. You better start doing background checks on them chicks, too, because, you know, some of them are crazy.
Oh,
heck. Some of them are worse than me. They just straight gold diggers. I'm an upfront gold digger.
You are upfront. I feel it. They try to hide. They come in at night. Broad daylight digging for your gold.
Slim said he got PayPal.
Hell for me. Hey, that's the best way to go. Motherfucker be hitting me up on Skype talking about they got big dicks and shit like that.
That's right.
Give a fuck. If I didn't see a big email deposit saying you got a PayPal,
I feel like this.
It don't matter.
If you hit me up talking about you want to see this, you want me to send you this kind of picture, you want to say that kind of picture, you want me to get on Skype, you want me to get on Uvo or whatever it is, then you need to deposit some money in my PayPal, and then I will give you a 5-minute peek, maybe. But
man,
if not, then I'm sorry.
We can't do any business,
because that's exactly what it is, business.
We want to exchange Skype numbers then.
Only if that comes with a PayPal receipt, because, you know, that shit is instantaneous. As soon as you say send, chalkmommy03@gmail.com, you have money from Mr. Jordan, a.k.a. Paymaster Undercover. Yes!
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to put me on blast.
John says that we should open up a church of pussy and have the men donate to the dry spell deliverance ministry.
Wow.
He's going straight to hell for that one.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, my goodness. And Slim, he was like, oh, shit, that was tight. And how in the hell did you know my pussy is tight? That is a good guess. Oh, my God. Chica tighter than a motherfucker.
Hey, have any of you ever had sex in church before?
No. That's something to think about, though.
That's something to think about.
It may be a lot of fun.
I mean, do I get to pick who is it going to be, a deacon or an usher or the minister?
No, fool, you take somebody in there with you.
Where are you going to do it at? You going to do it in the confessional?
No.
Wash off in the holy water?
Nah, I want to do it in that chair where the preacher sit at. You know, that big chair that he's looking over the congregation.
So you done already thought about this. You coming with ideas too quick. You already thought about this.
I'm going to keep it all the way funky. I'm going to keep it all the way funky, real talk. When my grandfather died a few days before Thanksgiving, we had the funeral, right? I'm in the church. And I'm looking at these preachers and all these men in their fucking robes. One of these motherfuckers is looking real good. We making eye contact. I got on a nice black body dress, booty like bow, the heels and everything like that.
Don't let me find out you all in church pussy wet at the funeral and stuff. What's going on?
I'm looking at this old dude like, Lord, forgive me for the sin that I am thinking about committing.
No
one would have said something to me. I would have been like, I will fuck the whole world. You had a mental orgasm.
Damn.
I'm human. I don't discriminate. And then when my uncle passed, I started seeing some other church people. I mean, hey, I'm just saying. Like,
damn, church orgy and shit?
What's wrong with that?
I mean, look at Eddie Long. Church people don't care. They the worst ones.
This is the original gold digger.
Yes, they are. I'm waiting for something to come out on T.D. Jakes' ass. No disrespect, Sean, because I know you in Texas. But, shit, I'm waiting for somebody to come out and say, shit, she was the woman Thou Art Loose he was talking about because he hit my pussy so much he had to write a book about shit being loose.
Wow. Y'all wild. That's crazy. They be getting their money,
though.
Some of these churches be having ATMs in them now.
Well, they said that Eddie Long was making it rain in the strip clubs.
Goodness.
Man, he was making rain and script gloves, making it drizzle on booty holes. He's just nasty. And I wonder how his wife feel like, nigga, I sucked your dick. I don't know how many assholes is in my mouth. Oh, my God.
I know, right?
That's the shit that would make me kill a nigga. Like,
that's where
the,
that's where all them ties.
All
you
know, I know
pants,
is if I put a dick in my mouth, the only asshole it had ever have been in was mine. That's it. I'm just saying.
Oh, did we say licking ass or ass flickers? Oh, that's a totally. Lord. We got some ass flickers on the line. I'm going to need y'all to come in and let me know how I felt the first time you did it or had it done. Because a lot of people were talking shit about that. But if you've ever let a bitch ride your face, you don't look some ass somewhere.
Exactly.
Somewhere.
And I
want to
ask the guys that are on the phone, have you ever had your ass licked? And if so, did you enjoy
first,
it?
First, y'all
start
off. Tell
you
us,
know
how,
you did.
Y'all tell us how it feels first.
Oh, that shit feels good. I ain't even going to front. That shit feels so good when he got his tongue on your clit and then he starts working it and it go right down and then he just slop it up on the asshole. Oh, my God, yo. I just grab his head and just bring it closer like, ooh, yes, oh, my God.
And then when they just, like, step in on it, chop, they like.
This show has officially turned into, like, multiple phone sex. This is orgy phone sex.
Oh, you want some phone sex? I mean, I can get him some horrific phone sex.
Yeah, let's just play the phone conversation for him so
for
we don't even have to waste our time.
Okay, now listen, y'all. We had a scene where we do sexual prank calls
prank
and stuff
calls.
Like that.
Sexual fantasy calls.
So, you know, I'm going to share this one with y'all because I'm going to upload some other ones from back in the day. And this one is a little fun. It's a whole lot funny. So, basically, to give y'all background, everybody in my chat room, y'all done heard this one, but this is for some new people. I prank called this guy on a Friday night. I told him I was going to call him back. I didn't call him back. I called him from the radio show. I guess he must have kept calling in and calling in until he got something. So, when you call in, it tells you it's a radio show that you're calling into. So I
that
guess he was just that
radio.
Thursday. Yes, press
talk
one.
Talk.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, so, I didn't mean to call him a nigga. Sorry, Slim.
He just, like, he kept on, and then he called in. And the next thing I know, I had to give it to him. Princess Nate set him up. Because I'm like, Nate, that dude from last night is on the phone. And she's like, get him. So this is what happens when you call into my show after I prank called you and you just too dumb to use common sense. This is called Burr Nut.
on my line, let me see who this is. Oh, my goodness.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Hello?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I talked to you last night. You said you was going to call me back at 11, but you didn't never call back. You must have been busy.
Oh,
that
yeah.
nigga's not old as shit.
I sure was. I'm so sorry.
It's a wrinkly
you know,
ass ball.
I've been under the weather, so, you know, I laid down, and my girlfriend held me last night, and we just, you know, we rocked it out, and we went to sleep. So how are you doing today? I must have really been on your mind for you to call me back.
Yeah, it's been on my mind. I said, dang.
Oh, why am I on your mind, Daddy?
Yeah, I mean, you asked me, you said, you in Atlanta now. I'm like, huh? You know all that. Yeah, you told me you just left Atlanta the other day. And so I'm like, well, I wish I could have seen you. So when you coming back this way?
You know what? I might be back like in a week or two. I'm not sure. It depends, you know. I'm very popular. So, you know, a lot of people book me and then, you know, I go where the money goes. So.
Yeah. I understand that. That's what you got to do. That's where it's at.
Yeah, actually it is. Or I got to go where, you know, the freakiest person is, you know, because I'm such a freak. Like, gosh. Like, you've already to have me.
I want to see. I want to find out.
Oh, you sound so good right now. I haven't busted a nut in like, oh, a few days because I've been under the weather, so I haven't been feeling like myself. But you have me wanting to, do some things to myself. And I'm at work right now. This is crazy. You ever do foam sex?
No, I never had that.
What?
I don't know what it's like. I might need it.
They ain't have phones when that nigga was young.
No, never.
Ooh, like, have you ever talked to somebody on the phone and made their dick hard?
Well, it's getting, I feel it coming up now.
Wow. Ooh, that's what I like. Now, see, the phone checks, all you have to do is with your dick getting hard right there, we just talk nasty, because I'm a nasty, freaky, smutty, slutty bitch. Like, I like to do it all, you know what I mean? I like to make your dick stand up at attention.
That's what I love, too. Uh-huh.
Really?
Love that, yeah.
So,
what?
Where are you at right now?
In the house.
You by yourself?
Yeah, I'm by myself, yeah.
Oh, are you sitting down on the couch?
I'm laying on the floor, looking at TV.
Oh, yeah, perfect. What you got on right now?
Shorts, t-shirt. And that's it.
Oh, what? Are the shorts jean shorts? Are they like basketball shorts?
Jean shorts.
Do me a favor. Since I'm laying in the bed with nothing but a black t-shirt on, why don't you take those shorts off of me?
All right. I'll do that.
Why y'all be doing niggas like this? This is just crazy.
Ooh, yes, that's what I like. So you got your boxers on and you got them off, too.
I'm going to take them off.
Ooh, yes, take them off. That's what I'm talking about.
This is fucked up.
Man, you're making me happy already.
I'm making you happy already.
Yes, you're making me happy already.
Y'all need to start a little prank sex hotline.
Yeah.
Get paid for that shit.
Yes, that's good. This is going to be your first time. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Dang. So, where you at now? You in New York?
No, I just have a New York number.
Oh, okay. Drove me too. I said, well, dang. Oh, my goodness. And then I thought I had a number. And
yeah, my work number. My number is forward to my work, so you're fine. Now, how hard is your dick?
Not yet, but
is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, so would it help if I told you how I was gonna suck it when I see you?
Yeah. It might. You a virgin?
Oh, okay. Just picture me laying on the floor with you right now, right? And I'm laying you back on the floor, and I'm spreading your legs apart, and I'm climbing up, and I'm taking your dick, and I'm stroking it gently right now, right?
Yeah.
And yes. So now I'm kissing your chest, and now I'm sliding down to your belly button.
Oh.
And now I'm about to kiss the tip of your head like this. You like that?
Yes, I love that.
Mwah.
I love that.
Yeah. So now. Your dick should be. Is your dick hard right now? Okay, now I need to hear that it's hard, so tap it against the phone for me.
Wow.
Ah, yes, it's ready, it's ready. So now, I need you to lay back down, and I need you to start stroking your dick for me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing that for me? Okay, so now, I'm about to play with myself, but I'm so freaky. Like, while you're stroking your dick, I need you to make a sound effect for me, okay? Okay. I need you to say burr. I need you to say burr 3 times for me while you're stroking your dick. Come on, Dad. You can do it for me.
Burr. Burr. Burr.
What the fuck?
Burr.
Yes, that's it.
Damn.
Is it getting hard? Is it swollen? Yes. You got some lotion? Oh, you don't need it. I need you to just go ahead and keep stroking that dick. Just stroke it. See, every time you say burr, don't it make your dick get harder? It feels good, doesn't it?
Wow.
How close are you? Is that net right there? Can I see right here? Oh, it's right there. Oh, yes. This is going to be easy to make you pop. Yes. So now, yeah. That's right. Keep doing it, Daddy. Keep doing it.
Oh, my God.
Now, when you get ready to bust that good, thick nut, I need you to say burr real loud. Like, you're fucking me and you're coming inside of me. But, you know, I want to come with you, but I need to hear that burr. Like, that is my shit. That's almost as good as you sucking my titties. Burr just, oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's so fucked up.
Oh, that's your all-nighter? Oh, that's good. I like when you take all night.
I don't know. You might be 5 or 6 times.
It's okay, baby. Come on. Keep stroking that big dick for me. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, stroke it. Stroke it. Oh. Beat the pussy up, beat the pussy up. Burr.
Oh my God, she a clown. She a clown for real.
Picture yourself slapping my ass. Slap it, slap it. Yeah, I'm like, you want to be so cool. Let it go, let it go. Yes, that reminds me of Keisha Cole, that song, Let It Go. Come on, let it go. Yes.
She crazy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, say it again, Daddy. Say it. Say it. Supervisor comes back in here. Look, it's like 2:45 now. I'm going to call you at 5 o'clock, okay?
All right.
Because I get off work at 5, so we can finish this. Oh, yes.
Okay.
That
right,
was a horrific nut. Oh, yes.
I don't know how you know. All right.
Okay,
I'm gonna
talk to you.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
Baby. Bye.
All right. Damn. Why y'all go in so damn hard on that old ass man? Bird. That shit be like,
bird.
That nigga sound like a cow screaming out bird or something.
Nah, it sound like that commercial, like that Budweiser commercial. Bird. Why?
Bird. Bird. Yeah. That's just stupid funny.
Bird. Bird.
Oh, God. Oh. Prison
that
next.
Shit was stupid funny.
It's only fair that we give them the original shit that started everything. Oh, my God, my stomach hurts. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead and play that one. I'm updating my Skype because me and Slim Turk are about to make a point.
Okay, now after this, I'm going to play some more music and we're going to do some fresh prank calls, but this is the one that started the bird shit, okay? So if y'all thought that one was funny, this one is going to make your stomach hurt.
Food would hit me 8 minutes. Into the damn show, talking about
that shit
his name
crazy.
Is LB. He gonna have to wait for Friday.
Get that in. Come on, let's go. Let's get him. Let's get him. Let's get him. I gotta get him.
You still hear me?
Hold on. Damn it.
I gotta
get
this shit. This shit is
gonna be
hilarious.
Here, let me get the number.
Don't forget.
Out of my email.
You the manager of Gucci Man. You the manager of Gucci Man.
That shit crazy.
Hey, hold on.
You gotta say burr. You gotta say burr a couple of times too.
I don't see how that nigga ain't feel like a dumbass, man. Burr.
I'm serious. That right there, that's official. That's how he knows.
Okay, I'm about to call him, and I'm about to put y'all on hold.
She was like, beat the pussy up, beat the pussy up, burr.
Yeah.
This me.
Hey, LB, how you doing? My name is Frances Smith, and I'm Gucci Mane's manager. Your friend submitted you in a contest to get a verse with Gucci, and you won.
Hey, wait, you who manager?
I'm Gucci's manager, Gucci Mane.
Oh, for real?
Yes, Burr.
Oh, my God.
And your friend submitted you. And, I mean, we picked your name, and you won.
Oh, my God.
With this nigga life, that shit crazy.
This means you get to be featured on the verse with him, and don't worry about the budget. It's not going to cost you anything like that. It's like a charity thing that Gucci is doing.
Oh, my God. So... When I get to do this, oh my god!
What you said for next weekend? I can't remember because I don't have everything in front of me. What city and state are you in?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay, that's not too far. I mean, I'm not gonna ask you to drive. We would set up all the travel arrangements and everything like that. The only catch is. Gucci is a very wild person, like not in a bad way or anything like that. He has lots of bitches that like to be up under him. So with you doing this picture with Gucci, you're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way.
I'm going to have what?
You're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way. I'm just a very straight up and forward person. I don't cut any corners or anything like that. So do you have a problem fucking like two or three hoes?
No, I don't.
A homeboy, because, you know, it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So, I mean, it's just like, you're going to go in the studio. Okay, you're going to go in the studio. Y'all going to lay down the track, and it's going to be a lot of females in there. You'll probably be getting your dick sucked and whatever it is that you want a female to do, she will be there to do that.
Oh, my God. And Gucci gonna be sitting right there.
Yeah,
burn. Why the fuck this nigga still talking about Gucci, nigga? All these pushy niggas talking about Gucci. What the fuck?
I'm trying. Oh, my God.
And Gucci gonna be watching me get my dick sucked? The fuck?
You'll be able to talk to him next week. Cause he's about to, he's actually on the road doing a show with Frenchie.
Oh, mama! Damn, mate. Oh, my God. I'm about to cry.
Oh, don't cry. Please don't cry. Cry when that bitch sucks. Cry when you get your dick sucked and they swallow and you're in the studio making a hot ass track. You can cry for pleasure.
Is it going to be some fine, like, big booty bitches?
Man, we got the baddest hoes on our team.
Oh.
Yes. You okay over there? You okay?
Yeah. I'm just so happy.
Is that nigga crying?
Why? Don't cry.
Is that nigga crying? What the fuck?
What I'm going to do is, if you can give me your email address, I'll send you the information over.
Hey, fam, answer that video chat.
Okay,
I'm doing my show.
You're video chatting with Chocolate Mommy.
I ain't video chatting with nobody. I'm doing my damn show.
Well, I just got to talk.
Hello?
Just got to see. Oh, super
hello?
Sexy.
Yeah. We gotta finish with the comment.
Kboy 3000. Kboy 3000@yahoo.com.
Kboy3000@yahoo.com. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get off the line, and I'm going to send you a confirmation email with all the information in there, and then you can respond back to me. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And remember, Burr!
That nigga was crying about pussy. fuck that nigga like that.
I drew to the conclusion that he was probably a virgin.
Hell yeah. He sounded like he didn't know if he was a female or a damn self.
I'm like, you know, oh God, this is like so fucking this is just too damn funny, because it's just so many thirsty men out there in the world, and the switchboard is fucking lit up. We got some, oh, Princess Ned, we got some throwback classics on the line. If I'm not mistaken, I think 804 is on the line. I'm about to bring them in. This is about to be a family reunion. And then, if I'm not mistaken, I think Mr. G.A. is on the line, too. Oh, shit. Hey, my crazy man is back. 804-895, you're on the air.
Yo, what up, Chuck? Am I off there?
Hey, Travis! How you doing?
Try love.
Welcome back.
Oh,
my dog boy is back. Hi, baby.
What's going on? How y'all?
Oh, we doing fine. Oh, God. We got to bring Mr. G.A. in because my fucking stomach hurt. And I thought we got to reunite y'all with the crew. I'm going to have to play a song because this shit is just hilarious. Hold on. Mr. G.A.
Yo, what up, man? What's the word? Yo, Tribe, what it do, man?
Yeah, what it is, baby? What's shaking?
Yo, man, long time no here. How y'all doing, Top? What's up? I see you still doing Doja Cat on the line. Got my man beating the shit to my bro. Yo, you the wise. Yo, you still dirty, bro. You and Princess Nate. For real, what's happening?
I'm not
taking
Missouri
broad, though. What up, Nay Nay? What up, boy? How you been?
I love
you, Mr. G.A. Mr. G.A., how you going to say
mommy?
I'm a dirty broad when I first started doing these prank calls? The people came from you. Remember walking on water?
Yo.
The deacon? That was in
hey,
the church that went
well,
from
look.
Telling me I needed Jesus to when am I coming back in town?
Hey, yo, you funny. Hey, yo, my man was going straight fuck wild, though. That nigga like, brr, brr.
Then it got to
us. Yeah, he got real deep with it, right?
Oh, my God. Y'all,
yo,
Chop. Yes.
You missed the birthday bash. You missed it, kid. I sent you a text.
Man, I've been stuck in North Carolina. I was in Atlanta last month, did this photo shoot with Twin Gage. I'm coming back down next month because we're about to do a calendar. It's
right.
About to be fucking bananas. So, matter of fact, I got to take a music break, and I'm going to play Shorty Mac and Pete Pleasure. Love
in
the air, and then I'll be back.
Yeah. Hey, 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 girl, you got that fire, so roll it up. Let's put the love in the air. Yeah, we here. Shawty, it's been a while.
Yeah,
since I seen your face. No, this now. To show you how I get down. Baby girl, you got me feeling so high. Your love is like a whole damn pill. You're the best in town. Even when there's a drought, it's there for me. When I roll up, you roll up, you love me. You love me. Fresh back water full of perfume. Oh,
baby,
yeah.
Get it.
In that bitch roll like a Maybach. Engine louder than a motherfucking truck stop. You're fucking with a winner, baby. You're up stock. I got you cleaner than some Gucci's out the Gucci shop. I got you well kept satisfied. The type of loving that I give will make a woman cry. We pillow fight in the late night. I treat her like I'm proposing under candlelight. Giving you love and affection. I please you when you need good sexing. Break your back open, give your back shot. The way you yelling for the neighbors better call the cops.
Fresh backwood, smell of perfume. Oh, yeah. Baby, you know how I'm listening to love. Got me switching. Never been this high, I swear. I know it's good with them red heads, Rihanna. And I'm an animal for your green iguana.
Woo.
Damn, your city's big, E Honda. I street fight a nigga for your love, cause you my woman.
Woo.
You hot, let me tell you something. Fire Marshal Bill, damn, this shit so funny. We live and live in color. What's bread without the butter? What's bread without the butter? We live and live in color. What's bread without the butter?
Baby, hold up, listen to love. Got me switching. Yeah.
Hey, you got that fire, so roll it up.
Yeah.
my New York people that joined the line tonight. I had to do this for y'all. I had to do it. I had to do it.
DJ Opie.
DJ Opie.
What?
First things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those are the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation, garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. Am I jam not even Mitsubishi? Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajo creep me and they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friend Papa hit it, then split it in two. As I flow with the Junior Mafia, I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game again. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the second, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. Sick of that song, how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even, like his brother Keenan Seaman. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act Puff Daddy, you ringing bells, get bags from Chanel. Baby Ben is traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped, CD changer with the cell. She beat me, beat me at 12. Where you at? Ripping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing a song for me, boo?
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in it. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that as a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man. Isn't this great? The flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just for wine. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good flow, girl, you didn't know. I got that good flow, girl, you didn't know.
Wow. Oh my goodness. I feel like I'm in a I feel like I've been transformed like 4 or 5 months back in time when Chocolate City was popping and we was just like finding ourselves. We had found ourselves but we were still getting more ground or whatever. And now
we just choose to touch ourselves. We don't have to find ourselves anymore.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? We've gotten to a different plateau. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Ground Up Radio. Shouts out to DJ KJ. He would like to carry the show on his station. Like, we are want to ride some dick. It ain't even got to be no chocolate dick. I'll take some vanilla dick, some Spanish dick, some Creole dick. I'll even take a bullet right there.
What about the Turkish French? You left that out.
Oh, yeah, so. I'll take the Turkish sausage. I sure will. I sure will. Like, oh, my God, yo. Y'all are fucking rocking with the best. Shout out to Al. Shout out to my two guests. Shout out Panoli Radio, Princess Nay, Slim Turk, Travis, and Mr. G.A. I swear. Them motherfuckers must have called each other today and was like, you know what?
They were tough.
No,
yeah.
We didn't.
Call in.
No, we didn't.
Like, yeah, like, okay, Travis, let me guess. Okay, what happened to you? Are you okay? You ain't got hit by no more cars or nothing like that, right?
No, I didn't get hit by no more cars.
Okay, you ain't been eating no more pussy for 2 hours and the bitch squirted into your mouth and her cum tasted like piss, right?
Anyway.
We good. Mr. G.A., you still saying that you don't pay for pussy, but I'm going to send you a blog that you need to read so you'll understand that you's a motherfucking liar, okay?
Hey, yo. Hey, Trav, we all know that Chuck, we all know Chuck buy dick, but we already know what time it was. She buy mad dick.
The last time I paid for dick was a month or so ago. I paid for the room because the motherfucker wasn't coming to my house and I needed to fuck and I didn't want to go to his. So
that means you're,
that
means you're paymaster. That means you still a paymaster.
I'll pay for what I want.
Yo.
Yo, man, listen, man. Real talk, it's a blessing, man. How you been? You been all right?
Say it again.
You been all right? You good?
Yeah, I've been good, yo. I've been good, man. I'm just
one love,
you.
Man. One love.
All day.
Yo, don't let Chuck run that bullshit again. She's got a little crazy ass mouth. You hear me?
I know it's been a minute since I called, then, so I already knew Chuck was gonna come.
Yeah, me too.
Bullshit.
Me too. But still, blast her ass, though, all right?
I'm not really worried about any of that because next Monday, ladies, me and y'all can call it too, but next Monday at 12:00, I start my brunch time talk show. And basically, I'm going to be answering my fan questions and be speaking about my blog because, Ro, you and Trav have been gone for a minute. I have, I've gotten a blog and I got blogs and I'm starting to write a book, The Essence of Sex. So what I'm going to do is Monday, I decided to give the ladies something at lunchtime. We sit, we talk, and educate each other on sexual shit. You know, not everybody fucks on the same level. So when you got different type of fuckers on the phone, like we learning different things. Not all women may suck a man's dick with Pop Rocks like I do. So I bring that to the table and my freaky open side. And so at lunchtime, people just want to listen to something while they eating their lunch versus a boring-ass coworker so they can listen to me. And then over the following weeks, I'm going to do video chat, and I have some sex toy companies that's sponsoring me, and I'll be talking about toys, probably playing with a few toys and whatnot. And St. Lunatic, T1, and Mercury Lee are the official sponsors of Chocolate City with Freaky Moscato. I finally landed that. So, you know, me and Princess Nay, we got, like, hella shit going on. You know, you can't hold us, you can't stop us, and all that good shit like that. We doing it big. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I see the wave is growing. That's good.
Yes, the wave is growing. Got rid of dead weight, trifling motherfuckers. I mean, everybody is happy. Everybody is happy in their life right now.
Hey, yo, who she talking about, Trav?
I'm not about to call
out
no names or anything like that. Nah, I'm not calling anybody's names, but It's just like, Mr. G.A., before you left the show, you yourself were seeing certain things. So I was blessed to have obstacles moved out of my way, and so many doors have been opened for me and Princess Nay. Like,
but
every
now I'm saying, listen,
morning,
no, wait. Four back. I didn't leave the show, Mama. I mean, I just don't know. I was out there on the industry. I didn't leave the show.
I didn't say.
I still check on you for a while.
Listen to what I'm saying, Mr. D.A. Before you had your absence or whatever, you were seeing certain things transpire, and you asked about things, you spoke on things,
you
know what I'm saying? So now all that is behind us, me and Nay have moved forward, and we're doing so many other things. Monday through Friday, my prank calls are being played on IMM Radio in Detroit. I have my own slot where they play my old shows from 12 to 2 on Wednesdays. So, I mean, so many other people have hit me up. And, you know, I'm just so blessed. I have an excellent marketing person, Martha Mendez from M3PA Services. I have, like, the best co-host ever, Princess Nay. I still got the best pussy and the best head game out there that's not that. Just priceless. So, I mean, I'm blessed. I'm good. Slim Turk is still riding the wave. People have asked where you were. Travis, you've been gone longer. So we have, like, in the chat room, we have mad crazy people. We're talking. I'm on other shows. I'm doing, like, so much. I'm fucking up Twitter. I mean, I'm still not fucking in my personal life, but that's okay. I'm going
to
fuck this weekend, I think.
Elephant to resolve that problem.
Are you going to give me the pink elephant?
Yeah, I'm going to let you go.
Oh, I thought Slim was coming in to the snake this weekend.
Way.
Did we kick you off the wave? No.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
No, we don't kick people off the wave. Matter of fact, we're getting ready to bring in our favorite paymaster from Texas because he was honest about it. Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Welcome back to Sean, Mr. Pimpin.
So, here's some history on Sean. He admits that men pay for pussy. He paid $60 for the first time. So my next question to him was, after you paid $60 the first time, how much more did you pay the last time that you brought it?
The very last time?
Yeah.
The very last time, it was $250.
Who?
It was $250.
So for $250, what did you get?
A couple of times, you know.
A couple of nuts.
A couple of times.
Yeah, a couple of nuts.
And you could beat your own dick for free, son.
Nah, I didn't know.
Yo, son, real talk. Yo, Trav. Yo, Trav. My back could be the whole thing for free, yo. Yo, son, we don't buy pussy, yo. We don't buy pussy, kid. What's wrong with you?
Oh, they've been trying to get
that.
They've been trying to
I knew we were going to go in on him. Some men, too, I mean, they do indirectly.
Sean. Why you do that?
I mean,
for real.
Because I can get it for free or I can pay for it, though, you know, but it just, there's times when.
You're going to flip flop up. You said, fuck it, right?
I mean, I can get it for free, you know.
You're the funny nigga, bro. I like you. You're funny, man. Because I can. Damn. Think it's funny. I like you, kid.
Mr. G.A. does, but he just don't want to tell the truth.
Yo, hey, Sean. I never bought pussy, yo. It's not in my nature, you know what I'm saying? The shit is free. It's out there. It's mad free, yo. I'm talking about pretty pussy, too. Blazing holes, yo. You ain't got no pussy, man, for real. Yo, listen, Sean. Listen, Sean. Real talk. Yesterday is gone, all right? Today and tomorrow, start a whole new lease, yo. Don't buy no more pussy, all right? Yo, send your paper, yo. Make them buy your dick, all right? Make them buy a dick, Sean. You hear me? Hoes buy a dick, Sean, too. You hear me? Hoes do buy a dick, Sean. Trust me. This is GA. They buy a dick all day.
Princess Nay, you know what time it is, right? It's
she in church.
Drop
she at church.
Time.
She at church.
No, she ain't at church. It's drop time, though.
Hey, what they do, yeah. Man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chicken in, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you're chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
This is your girl, Chuck Mommy, and you are now riding the chocolate wave on Chocolate City Radio.
Yo, bruh, turn me up. What happening? Nigga, turn me up. Nigga, I'm talking to Chalk Mommy, nigga. Turn me up, nigga. Yo. All right, what's happening? Hey, what it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud 9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate way. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud 9. Leo.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love Riding the Chocolate Wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
Yo, it's your boy, Dash Sanchez. Me encanta la ola con chocolate, mami.
I ain't finished. Hold up.
Yo, what the fuck is that?
That was one of my fans doing his drop in Spanish. That's what that was. Shut up.
Yo, what the fuck was that? Yo, what's your word? Travis and GA drop. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
That?
You ain't give me what?
Bullshit.
What's happening? This is your man, Money B, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be chilling.
What's up, man? It's your man Mike Bliss, Slip and Slide Records. And when I want to hear some real
Mike
freaky
Bliss.
Stuff, I tune to Chocolate City Radio with my girl, Chalk Mommy. That what it is.
And I say, yeah, damn, I gotta go slow for a reason. Feel too good, I ain't gonna last. Starting off too fast, yeah, gotta go slow. Just to you and your loving. Give me a second, gotta back up, but I'ma jump right back in. I'ma hit that spot, I promise. I'ma speed it up, I promise. But girl, we gotta slow it down for now. You know I ain't no liar. Shawty, you got that fire. Trying to make it happen, pussy's just too good. On the phone, I did a lot of talking. I ain't know what I was about to get myself into. Well, let me tell you the truth. I gotta go slow for a reason. Feel too good, I ain't gonna last. Starting off too fast, I gotta be honest. I get chills watching you get naked. Girl, I could feel every groove, and you kill me with those sounds. You gon' rush me to the end, yeah. Faster, that was she saying. Slow. down, that's what I'm thinking. I don't wanna disappoint you, so I switch it up, beat it up, give her that. I held her down, cause she trying to throw me back. I know what I gotta do, so
I gotta go slow.
Let me tell you, baby. See that this is life. Let me say it one more time.
It's always what you want it to be.
It's like a holocaust. These rap cats are soft, and I don't even floss. Carry a big cross, but my light shine through my lifetime. It's blinded when I rhyme. I'm like one of a kind, don't try to test me. I keep it peaceful, but please don't try to test me. I'm what the best be, live stress free. I'm like a thousand keys, but I don't move keys. My mind states bigger, don't even pull triggers. Lift them at the range, so stay out of range. Ain't nothing changed. Mikko, still my name, and this is life.
Tell you, baby, it's always what you want it to be. Ooh, yeah. See that this is life. Let me say it one more time. It's always what you want it to be. Ooh, see that this is life.
I'm like the biggest boss. Why y'all talk so soft? Weak and brittle, you know, like peanut brittle. Supposed to be scared of y'all, but I ain't scared at all. You need a new crew, you need a new do, a new theme song, a whole new you. I'm Anderson Silva, I'm like Brock Lesnar, I'm Randy Couture. What you want more? I'm a 40 cal, I'm like a 380. I'm a 12 gauge in the blue Mercedes. I'm like Roy Jones, full time to hit 'em. I'm Chef Ray Korn, fresh from the kitchen. I'm like a miracle, you know what rap was missing.
It's always what you wanted to be.
Like the biggest boss, it's like a holocaust. I'll never take a loss. Clowns count the cost. I'll never take a loss. I'll never fall off. I'm like a sawed off, so classic and powerful. Mouthpiece, it's like a barrel full. It ain't about the cause, but I drive a Porsche in a black spider. Roll up right beside ya. You ain't no rough rider. Son, you's a liar. You suck on pacifiers. I'm like Jay-Z. I'm like Martin, cause boy, it's so crazy. And it is. Life,
life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life, life.
The song that y'all heard before, that was Life by Mirko Milk, Mirko will be on the show next month, and the song previous to that was Slow by Mike Bless. And before that, y'all heard my beautiful Chocolate City, Chocolate Wave, Riding the Wave drops. I have a hell of a lot more coming. The mixtape is coming next month, hosted by DJ Ike Gita with hella artists. And look out for the party coming to either ATL or Miami. We're not playing no motherfucking games. And wherever the party is, Princess Nay will be there. She will have her own wave that she's riding. Hers is the caramel wave. I'm going to be riding the chocolate wave. And then I'm going to put some whipped cream on top of her. So that whipped cream might come from Slim. That might come from Slim Turk. You know what I'm saying? He's not your average Canadian Turkish man. Meeting ladies, he is packing a big dick. All righty? Oh my God, yo. This is like one of the craziest shows ever, ever, ever. Like, for real, I can't help it. Like, this shit is like, I don't know. This is just like one of those shows that has been hilarious from day one to day two. I got to send this to Detroit so they can play this one tomorrow, because I know the audience is going to be like, yo, this chick is so fucking crazy. So for those of y'all that missed it, I'll run it again on Twitter so y'all can get the link and listen to it at your own leisure in the comfort of your bedroom, your car. I don't give a fuck where you listen to it, as long as you listen to it. Right now we have Sean on the line. We have Mr. GA on the line. We have Princess Nay and whatnot. You know, we doing it big and whatnot. So, you know, if anybody has something that they would want to say, speak now. Forever hold your peace. And we have one paymaster and one paymaster liar. So, anyway, I'm about to Google Mr. GA, and I'm going to get some references. And I don't know when he's going to pop back up. But I'm a have them references. Matter of fact,
I'm right here. I'm gonna tweet them shits out. Yo, you know what time it is. Stop playing. You know what time it is.
You know what, Princess Nay? You know, yes, I gotta go change out my blog to matter of fact, let me look so I can announce the results for what kind of fucker Ricky Rose was from the blog.
Last time I checked, it was lazy.
Oh shit. Lazy fucker.
Yeah. Oh gosh. You know, I mean, but I wasn't expecting no miracles from him. I mean, it wasn't like he was about to pull out a 14-incher. I mean, he would have had to dig. He would have had to dig up in his intestines to pull that motherfucker out.
Yeah, some dirty
oh,
ass for
him. Oh my God.
Yeah,
man, ain't nobody really want to vote for his ass, but the results are in. Ricky Rose has been voted a lazy fucker by the ladies. Wow. I need to go ahead and tweet that. That's fucked up. Oh my gosh. The results are in. Oh, this is so sad. Oh gosh. Oh my goodness.
Calls the same way.
You know what? I'm going to play this song from King David, because one of his loyal listeners has been wanting to hear him. But he didn't get me the one that he had with Rich Boy. So this is something that Rick Ross will never have to hear bitches say about him. Wait a minute. About his dick. I'm going to play. What the hell is it? Okay. I'm dope. I rock. Ain't no bitch gonna say his dick is dope and he rocked the boat. So here we go.
Yeah. King David. King Lifestyle Entertainment, man.
Call me Sire,
you smoke dope, don't you?
I'm Sire, what?
You smoke dope, don't you?
Yeah.
King Perk.
You whoop that.
That's
baby.
Me, nigga.
I'm dope, nigga.
I'm dope, nigga. Lifestyle Entertainment, man. King David up in your motherfucking eardrum, man.
King Rock.
Hey.
Free bass.
I rock.
Yeah, bitch, I'm rock.
I rock.
Top this up your nose. Put your face in the fucking straw. Yeah, bitch, I'm dope.
King Rock.
I'm dope.
I rock.
bags in the buffer strong.
Right.
Yeah, bitch, I'm dope.
Key Rock,
I'm dope.
All right.
Yeah, bitch, I'm dope.
Key Rock,
I'm dope.
All right.
Fucking Skype, and now I can't get back into that bitch. Well, wait a minute, am I in? No. Okay, I'm in now. Okay, now we're at the end of our show, but you guys already know that we will be back Friday night. We will be riding the chocolate wave. Next month, we have crazy shit going on. I'm trying to get the Yin Yang Twins. They started following me and Princess Nay yesterday, and they want to ride the chocolate wave. We have Shelly Hickman from the Bad Girls Club this season coming on October the 13th. We have Marco coming on.
She ain't ready.
Nah, she not. She better do her research about me. I might pop up on the scene at 7. It ain't gonna be no motherfucking stunts. I might whoop up on her ass. She said the wrong thing to me.
I know, but that's right. Get it.
Oh my God, I have to give my shouts out to Sean, Mr. GA, for popping up in the building. Jordan, Travis, Heavy D, representing King David in Alabama, my beautiful co-host, Slim Turk, Al Sween, Don Calypso, all my new guests that was in the chat room tonight. I really appreciate it, y'all coming in. Pinoli Radio, Ambitious, what is it, Ambitious Moneymakers, Ambitious Paymasters. I mean, I can't remember. What was it?
What?
Oh, I'm trying to remember the new people that was in. I know it was Ambitious Money. Oh, I thought it was Ambitious Paymasters. Oh, my bad. Forgive me.
You're so dumb.
Oh, so for everybody that's on Twitter on your laptops now, follow me at ChocMami, ChocMami03, and Princess Nay at Shanae, SHANEB2000. We're getting ready to get on Twitter.
No, SHANAEB2000.
Oh, see, you have me so tongue-tied. I was thinking about them titties. My bad. Yeah, that's what whatever she said, that's what you need to follow her on. So we are about to end the show and get on Twitter and play. So Slim Turk, bring your big dick onto Twitter. And, you know, somebody that signs up for Skype and do the little conference call, we can do three-way calling for 14 days. We can have up to 8 people, or maybe we should just do a tiny chat. Because what time is it over there where you're at, Princess Nate? 9 o'clock?
Yes.
And I'm thinking, like, maybe in, like, 30, 40 minutes we should do a tiny chat.
It's a possibility. I'll be back in the tub then.
Oh, shit. Well, hit me up and let me know, because I'm going to get on Twitter, going to run downstairs. I got to feed myself, and then I got to catch up on everything that I missed while we was giving people such good entertainment and everything, and do my shout-outs.
Okay.
Bye, I love Mr. everybody.
Bye, Trav.
Bye,
my chocolate mommy.
Bye,
ladies. Sean,
BBM,
and Mr. GA, I'm going to call your ass in a little bit.
All right, baby.
Bye-bye. All right,
bye.
Good night.